Harvard Library. If we compare professors and students to the host of a university, then the library of a university can be compared to the hallway. The quality of a university, to some extent, is in direct proportion to that of its library. At Harvard, the library is an indispensable part of everybody's life. Both the quantity and the quality of the library make study an enjoyable process. Harvard Library is not only the most ancient library in the United States, but the largest university library with the largest scale. In 1638, John Harvard donated his whole library to the then Harvard College. After 300 years of development, the library now holds 10 millions of books and comprises more than 100 branch libraries. In addition to the libraries owned by each school, there are special libraries. While most of the branch libraries are on Harvard campus, some are as far in Washington, D.C., or even in Florence of Italy. Yenching Library is famous for its collection of East Asian literature. Lamont Library is the first library in the world that is exclusively for undergraduates. Widener Library is the largest library in Harvard, only second to Library of Congress. What deserves to be mentioned is the system, or rather the service, of the libraries. Usually the libraries are open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. The main libraries are open until 10 p.m. The libraries for undergraduates will even be open all night during the examination period. The libraries also provide with students the service of preparing reading materials for all courses. At the beginning of a semester, each teacher will give a list of books to the librarians. The librarians are responsible to find out these books and put them at the places where students can easily find them. There is no limitation for the number of books that students can borrow. As the space for the library is limited, many books are stored in suburban library. Despite this, students can go to fetch the book at the appointed library within 24 hours after they submit request for that book. Even if there is only one book to be fetched from the suburban library, the libraries on campus will send someone to do the job. This kind of service, which puts readers in the first place, is rare even in Ivy League. Therefore, study at Harvard will be an enjoyable experience.